in a general sense, we're procrastinators. I know, because it took me a long time to get started on this sermonette. It just seemed like from the next day to the next day, what am I going to speak about? Well, here I am. So therefore, we put off until tomorrow what we could or should have been doing today with no real sense of urgency. The world we're living is crying out for solutions to the everyday problems that plague them. These are, in many cases, our dire circumstances: war, famine, diseases, or economic disasters, among just a few examples. That's nothing new for our time and age. It's happened all down through history. But there seems to be no real remedy at hand, at least in our human thinking, even though it is readily available. The most people believe in a God, or a form of a God, or a supreme being of some kind. They lack the ability, or maybe even the desire, to believe what God says. God gives us the answer. One of my very favorite verses in the Bible is Matthew 6:33. What does he tell us? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. If we did what God said, we wouldn't have all these wars and pestilences and things that we go through. We'd be living righteous lives. We have a twofold commission in the church. And if you look right here on our plaque, hope we don't get stealing here. It says, preaching the gospel, preparing a people. That's what our commission is here in the church. Not just the church in general, but the church as a whole. That's our job. Well, in preaching the gospel, we here in the Church of God either are or should be diligently fulfilling this commission. It's not merely a passing thought or fancy, but it's rather a reality. This requires action on our part collectively and on an individual basis. You and me, everyone sitting in this room. We have a part in it. We need to encourage one another, as it says, talking about Christ as our high priest who died, that we may come before the throne of God. Hebrews 10:23. Let's turn there, if you would, please. It says, let us hold fast that confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promises faithful. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and what? Good works. We need to be full of works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. That's the day of Christ's return. This is at least in part as to why we are here today. Help stir up. To exhort one another. Remember, iron sharpens iron. If we're not here together talking with one another, we can't stir one another up. We can sit at home and stir up all kinds of problems if we want to. We sure can't do that when we come here. We have to stir each other up to sharpen us, to get us to do the good works. James 1:22-25. If you'd like to turn there, not necessary. I'm going to read it out of my notes. Verse 22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves, thinking that it will get done without any effort on our part. God expects us to have a part in this. And continuing, verse 23, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, He is like a man observing his face in a mirror, for he observes himself and goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Or another, he reads the words and then forgets what he reads. How many times we read something and we forgot what it was? How many times have you listened to a sermon? And if I was to walk up to you after services and say, sure was a good sermon, you totally forget what it was about, because we listen for the time being. We have very, very short attention spans at times. But if a man says, he looks into, rather in verse 25, he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work or the words, this one will be blessed in what he does. We must have a faith in the word or the works of God, as it says in Hebrews 10:23, he who promised is faithful. Yet we learn in James 2:17, I'll just read this, that our part, faith must have action. Verse 17 tells us, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. It's just as if though you have a plan to do something, but you don't take action to do it. It's like a dream that is never fulfilled, always there, waiting to be finished, never being accomplished. How do we do this? We must go forward. In other words, to move forward, it takes action. We must do something. This takes action on our part to get the message out to the world. But it starts right in here, in our own congregation, learning. We too, like the Israelites leaving Egypt, have our own Red Sea, so to speak. Quoting from the March-April United News article by Church President Victor Kubik, Exodus 14:15-16 says, excuse me, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry out to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. So, but lift up your rod and stretch it out over your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. This was a joyous event and moment. Yet also, at the same time, Israel had to act with responsibility and courage. We too have the Red Sea in front of us. We are an agency of God that is to fulfill this prophetic directive. And this is Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. It doesn't say it might be preached to all the nations. It will be preached in all the world as a witness, and then the end will come. Can we do it of ourselves on our own? Absolutely not. But can God do it through us? Of course. You know, God can do anything he wants to. He's in charge of everything. He could raise up rocks to do what he's asking us to do. We must go forward and get moving. How important do you think this is? Do you think it's important? Very much so. Let's turn to Romans 8. And I'm going to read through verse 25. Not all of it. Let's turn to Romans 8, verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation is subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him, Christ, who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with the birth pangs until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it to be for it with perseverance. If then this world is looking for answers, it is our responsibility to provide them. That's our commission. Means you're in Romans. Let's turn over to Romans 10. Beginning in verse 11. For the Scripture says, whoever believes on him, or on Jesus Christ, will not be put to shame. Verse 13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yet, verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they have been sent? We are, as a church, moving forward. Back to the article by Mr. Kubik. We're preparing a people. We have a full intention of going forward. This is from the article. Our two major operations doing the work of God are our proclamation of the gospel through the tools of modern media and the development of a dynamic ministry to serve the needs of our congregations. We must not be waiting around listening to discouraging voices telling us, what's the hurry? You know, what's the hurry? It's not going to happen for a while. Do we know when it's going to happen? No, absolutely not. I know it's not going to happen today or tomorrow. But I know it's not going to, well, I can't say it's not going to happen in 200 years even, you know. We are moving forward with the construction of a long-needed media production facility that will be producing a more compelling and diverse variety of proclamation products, ranging from podcasts, streaming radio, and documentaries, to studio audience productions. We're moving forward with this, and should have them up and running in the latter part of this year. That's wonderful news, isn't it? And we've been waiting a long time for this. It will be the convicting power of God's power, powerful Spirit, that will open our Red Sea. However, we must fully look to him to do for us what he did for ancient Israel. The other major area of our work is the development of our ministry. You realize our ministry is, I hate to say this, getting old. We're losing a lot of older ministers that have been with us a long time. Our longtime faithful ministry is aging. It's entering a phase where it cannot keep pace with the needs of new converts and supplying what a modern congregation needs. We need to move forward with growing new leadership. This includes the finding and hiring of new ministerial trainees and the mentoring them to replace those who are retiring. If they retire without anybody to replace them, we've got a problem. Not in Houston, but in the church, you know. A lively and viable ministry is vital for the church's growth. We're moving forward with that. God will help us find and place new ministers where they're needed. I see, this is still talking about Mr. Kubik, it happening right before my eyes. Once again, it is God who is not only opening our Red Sea, but is walking us through it. Yes, the United Church of God is a forward-looking church. It's a verb mode. More than any other. Stay with us. Stay with us to discern what direction and decisions to make, knowing that God is telling us, keep moving. Moving forward. End of quote. Remember this when we started out, seek first the kingdom of God and pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Have a wonderful Sabbath. Thank you.